弟兄姐妹朋友们祝你平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace in God.
我们今天来到神面前，我们来看希伯来书第六章18-20节。
That's a beautiful scripture. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18-20.
通常我们看经文，我喜欢讲这个上下文。
When we read scriptures, we normally follow the context.
今天呢，我要专注在这个三节的经文里头。
But today I'm going to focus on the three verses.
第六章十八到二十节。
Chapter 6, verse 18-20.
讲到坚固祷告的锚。
It talks about a sure and steadfast anchor.
在历史上有一个人叫多米提拉。
In history, there was a person whose name was Domitila.
多米提拉是个女的。
Domitila was a noble woman.
她是第一世纪的罗马的贵族的一个女子。
She was a noble woman in the first century of the Roman.
她嫁给了她的表哥。
She married her cousin.
Clemens. 这两个人生了七个孩子。
They had seven children together.
两个儿子呢受到这个皇帝的恩宠啊。
Two of their sons were favored by the emperor.
就被按为这个王位的继承人。
These two were recognized as heirs to the throne.
可是后来多米提拉信了基督教。
Later, Domitila was converted to Christianity.
最终她和她的丈夫都要被皇帝处决。
Later, she and her husband both were executed by the emperor.
根据希腊的历史学家。
According to the historian, in the Greek historian,
多米提拉跟她的先生都被判为无神论者。
Domitila and her husband were both sentenced to be atheist.
那个时候呢，这个罗马帝国他们的神很多。
At the time in Roman Empire, there were many deities.
只有基督徒呢说不，没有那么多神，只有一位真神。
Only Christians said there were not that many deities. There is only one true God.
所以对罗马的人来说，基督徒就是无神论者。
So to those Romans that Christians became the atheists.
他们也不知道基督教是怎么回事，看起来有点像犹太教，所以他们也说他们这些人都是跟着犹太人的习俗。
They did not know much about Christianity. They thought it looked similar to Judaism. So they thought they followed the customs of Judaism.
就定他们为死罪。
So they were sentenced to a death penalty.
多米提拉因为是亲戚。
Domitila, due to her relationship to the emperor's people.
他们没有把他杀了，只是把他流放到一个岛上。
They did not execute her, but exiled her to an island.
这个他先生虽然是远亲，但是还是把他杀了。
Her husband was a kind of remote relative, but he was eventually executed.
很多年之后，我们现代的人把他的坟墓挖出来的时候，发现他的坟墓上有几个记号。
Years later, and when people uncovered her tomb, they found some symbols on her tombstone.
其中一个就是锚的记号。
One of the symbols was an anchor.
这就是他的这个坟墓外面。一个记号，上面一个锚啊。
So this picture shows the what's carved on the tombstone.
然后有两条鱼。
There are two fish and an anchor.
为什么两条鱼
？Why two fish？
啊？什么？因为那也是基督徒的一个记号啊。耶稣喂饱五千人啊，五饼二鱼啊。
That's also a symbol of Christianity that Jesus fed 5,000 people with two fish.
这个锚里头还有一个记号是什么？
There's another symbol that connected to the anchor.
十字架啊。
And that's the symbol of cross.
就很多那第一世纪、第二世纪、第三世纪，很多基督徒在迫害当中死了之后呢，他们就在他们坟墓上面就放一个矛的记号，以来掩饰这个十字架的记号。
In the first three centuries, many Christians were persecuted. So on their tombstones, they had this symbol of anchor that also buried kind of a hide the symbol of cross.
啊，不但只是掩饰十字架，它本身矛的记号就是他们的宣称，说他们有一个盼望在基督里。
It's not just to hide the symbol of cross. They also proclaimed that in Jesus Christ they had hope.
所以当我们现在发现的时候，很多啊，75%的那时候死去的基督徒啊，都有这个记号在他们的坟墓上。
75% of the Christians who died during that period, they had such symbol on their tombstones.
看得清楚吗？
Is that clear?
啊，还有不同的锚啊。
Different shapes of our anchor.
圣经里头锚只出现两个地方。
In the Bible, anchor showed up in two places.
第一个地方就是使徒行传27章。
The first place was in Acts 27.
保罗在海上啊，他们面对风浪的时候，就要靠这个抛下去的锚能够稳住。
Paul's ship ran into storm, so.They were trying to steady the ship by throwing down the anchors.
第二个地方就是希伯来书第六章。
The second place is in Hebrews chapter 6.
我们有一个坚固又牢靠的锚。
Where it says our hope is described as the anchor of the soul.
所以当基督徒他们有这个锚的记号在他们坟墓上的时候，你想他们说的是什么？
When we see the anchor, the symbol on the Christian's tombstone, what are they trying to say?
他讲到说我们有一个盼望。
It says we have a hope. That's the anchor.
我们来再一次把这个第六章18-20节读一遍。
Let's read again verse 18 to 20.
我们这次念英文的。
Let's read in English together.
So that by two unchangeable, it is impossible for God to love. We who have fled the ravage, meet us.We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever.
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你赐给我们一个盼望又坚固又牢靠。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You have given us a hope. That's the hope of that's the anchor that's steadfast.
你赐给我们盼望在基督里。
You give us hope in Christ.
你赐给我们盼望如锚。
You give us a hope like an anchor.
直到一直延伸到那至圣所。
And that leads us to the holy of the most holy places.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
这经文讲到说神的应许跟启示好像两个这个确据。
The scripture says about God's promise and oath. That's a double assurance.
18节说借这两件不能改的事情，就是神的应许跟神的启示。
In verse 18 says, God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible.
仔细看前面的经文的话，神应许了。
We read the scripture, it says God promised.
神应许的事情是不能更改的。
God's promise will not be changed.
但是他为了要我们能够更确据，更有确据呢，他就再加上他的启示。
So in order for us to be very assured about what he said, he added his oath.
借着这两件不更改的事。
With these two unchangeable things.
然后又加上神绝不说谎。
And plus, God it's impossible for God to lie.
叫我们这些逃往避难所的人可以持定我们前头的指望，并且可以有大有勉励。
So we who fled to the refuge will have this assurance.
所以我们有一个盼望。
So we have this hope.
这盼望是我们灵魂的锚。
This hope is the anchor of the soul.
这锚让我们心能够坚立在那个至圣所的幔内。
This anchor casts inside the veil, so tied to the Jesus Christ.
我们是习在耶稣身上，他做我们的先锋，进入那幔内。
This anchor is tied to Jesus that we can enter the veil.
我们今天人生呢，并不是一帆风顺。
In this life's journey, and nothing is smooth.
我们都在找一个避难所。
We have been seeking this refuge.
外面有风浪。
Externally, there are storms.
有病痛。
There's sickness.
有关系上的问题。
Challenges in relationships.
有工作上的不稳定。
Unstable work.
有经济上的困难。
Also difficulties in finances.
在这许多的风浪当中，有时候我们控制不了。
In these many storms, sometimes we lose control.
我们周五的时候查经的时候，就有一个人说，他很多事情控制不了，他在焦虑之中。
In Friday's fellowship study, and one person shared that he could not control so many things in life, and that he is having anxiety.
外面有许多风浪，里头也有许多的风浪。
There are a lot of storms externally, but internally there are also storms.
我们焦虑。
We have anxieties.
我们恐惧。
We fear.
我们不安。
And we feel unrest.
你晓不晓得那种感觉？
Do you know, do you share such feelings?
我以前在Kentucky 的时候，我跟大家讲过，有一次我在我的 basement 那里，我就为了一件事情非常不安。
Years ago, when I was still in Kentucky, I shared with you before, one day in my basement, I felt a sudden unrest.
然后不安的时候，你脑子在那边一直转，一直转，你就转不出来，因为没有的一个答案。
And in such a kind of a feeling of unrest, like everything was turning in my head, and I couldn't come out.
你找不到一个保证。
There was no assurance.
老板不会马上写一封信说没有问题。
And the boss would not issue a letter saying, okay, all is well.
老板也说他自己也保不住。
And the boss himself actually said he did not even know his position would be secured.
我们人生常常会在风浪里头。
Our life has a lot of storms.
我们的灵魂需要一个锚。
Our soul needs an anchor.
不是说这个风浪不存在。
It does not mean that storms do not exist.
风浪仍然存在。
The storms still exist.
我们需要一个锚能够安稳。
We need an anchor that's steadfast.
你知道为什么船在海面上需要一个锚？
Do you know that ships sailing on the sea needs an anchor?
知不知道？
Do you all know?
你在海面上，你能不能靠着你的感觉，让你的船停留在一个地方不动？
While sailing on the sea, like, can you rely on your own willpower to anchor the ship to not to move?
能不能？
Can you?
船在海面上，它在漂流，你也没感觉的。
The ship...floats, drifts on the sea, and then you don't know. You don't have the feeling.
因为到处看都一样。
Because you see everywhere, they look the same.
所以你要有一个锚能够抓到海底的一个坚固的东西，你就晓得你的船并不会漂流。
You need an anchor that grips to the seabed. That's something that's firm, so you know your boat will not drift away.
所以有时候甚至不需要疾病、痛苦。
Sometimes it does not even require, does not need a sickness or like suffering.
你甚至生活平稳。
And your life might be very smooth.
你也希望有一个锚能够抓得紧紧的。
You still hope to grip onto this anchor that's firm.
我们的锚要抛向哪里呢？
Where should we cast our anchor?
我们的锚需要有一个锚，但是我们的锚要抛在哪里？
We need an anchor, but where do we cast this anchor?
你想象你在船上。
Imagine you are in the boat.
你担心，你说我们坐在这里，啊，这个船会飘到不知道飘到哪里去。我要把我的锚抓飘啊，这个抛在一个稳固的地方。
You may think like the boat may drift away to somewhere unknown, so we need to have an anchor that we install on the boat.
你想象有一个人说，我们的船是非常这个坚固的啊，结构非常好的，我只要把我的锚抛在船里头就好了。
Imagine someone says our boat has a very solid structure, very strong, so we just need to put the anchor inside the boat.
行吗？
Is that going to work?
我们所谓的我们靠自己。
And so-called relying on ourselves.
我们要有正能量。
We need to have positive energy.
只要我们心里头自己觉得安稳就好。
As long as we feel assured and feel safe in our hearts.
我们把锚抛在自己，靠人不如靠己。
We cast this anchor into ourselves, and to rely on others is not better than relying on ourselves.
行不行？
Is that going to work?
这是挺可笑的事情。
This is a very laughable matter.
你的锚跟着船就一直在飘。
Your anchor will drift with the boat.
那你说不抛在自己的船上，那抛在哪里？
So if not to cast anchor onto yourself, onto your own boat, then where do you cast the anchor?
抛在另外一条船上。
How about casting that into another boat?
我看看这个 PhD 里面哪一个人的这个前途最光明啊。
Let's look at the PhD thesis. Which one has the brightest future?
我就把我的锚抛在那里。
I'm going to cast my anchor there.
我对他好一点。
I'm going to be nice and kind to him.
然后他以后可以对我好一点。
So in the future, when he's successful, he'll be nice and kind to me.
行不行啊？
Would that work?
其实这个比喻里头大家都知道这个是很幼稚的想法。
We all know that this is a very naive thinking.
但是在我们实际的生活里头我们却常常这么想的。
But we always think in such a way in our daily life.
我们靠自己。
We rely on ourselves.
我们靠别人。
We rely on others.
特别是单身的。
Especially those people who are single.
我们就希望有一个找一个人可以靠。
So we hope to find someone that we can rely on.
我们彼此靠。
We rely on each other.
会稳一点。
And that'd be more stable than one person alone.
其实你想一想，彼此靠的话，彼此在那边飘。
If you imagine that both are relying on each other, but both are drifting together.
有一个牧者，他写了这个婚姻的书。
There's a pastor who wrote a book on marriages.
他说每一个人要寻找对象的时候都是因为他内心里面有个空洞，他需要有人的爱来补满他。
He said that everyone is seeking a partner is because there's an empty hole inside the person's heart and he's seeking to fill that hole by another person.
他找一个对象，希望对方的这个爱能够填满他内心里面的空洞。
He's looking for a partner and hoping the partner will fill the hole inside his own heart.
他忘了那个他的这个对象呢也心里头也有一个空洞。
He forgets that inside the partner's heart there's also an empty hole.
那个对象呢他也希望从他那里找到这个爱来填满他的空洞。
And the partner also hopes to fill his own heart, his or her own heart by the other partner.
所以那牧者就说你把一个吸尘机加上另外一个吸尘机合起来变成是什么变成一个很大的吸尘机，更吵更闹。
So if you add one vacuum machine with another vacuum machine, what do you get at the end? You have bigger, more powerful vacuum machine. It's more noisy.
你从对方吸不到什么。
You can't get the things from your opposite side.
你只会失望。
And you will be disappointed.
但是我们常常就喜欢找另外一只船把我们的锚抛过去。
But they always think like we want to cast our anchor into another boat.
我们的锚要抛在哪里？
Where should we cast our own anchor?
抛在海中，是不是？
We need to cast anchor into the sea.
抛在海中，对了，方向是对了。
The direction is correct, into the sea.
但是抛在海中还需要什么条件？
But to cast into sea, what other conditions that need to be there?
那个锚要怎么样？要能够抓到东西，是不是？
That anchor needs to grip onto something.
如果那个锚抓到的是海草，有没有用？
If the anchor grabs onto the seaweeds, would that help?
如果那个锚抓的是很多小沙啊，但是又不能够把它抓紧的，有没有用？
If the anchor grabs onto a lot of sand, and but not tight enough, will that help?
就好像你把这个锚抛在这个经济市场里头，股票里头。
You may also anchor, throw your anchor into this market, into the stocks.
听说最近股票上涨了。
And the stock has been rising recently.
哇，你心里面好稳。
And you feel so steady in your heart.
下个星期掉下来了。
Next week, stock crashes.
我们心里头又像上上下下了。
And feels the wave up and down together with the market.
我们把我们的这个锚抛在自己的健康里头。
We may cast our own anchor into our health.
抛在我们的事业里头。
Into our career.
这些都不能让我们的船能够稳固。
All of this cannot steady our ship.
它需要一个不动摇的一个东西，让我们能够靠着。
It needs something that's not going to be, it's not movable, so we can rely on.
那是什么？
What is that?
那是我们神的应许。
That is God's promise.
真正的锚在神的应许上。
The true anchor resides in God's promise.
我们刚刚念的六章十八节，借着这两件不更改的事。
We read in verse 18, it says, based on these two unchangeable things.
神绝不说谎。
God does not lie.
叫我们这些逃往避难所的，可以持定摆在我们前面指望的人可以得到大鼓励。
So those who of us are running into the refuge will be encouraged.
我们有一个锚，我们可以把它放在我们神的应许中。
We have an anchor that we can cast into God's promise.
我们希伯来书我们读的时候，在第一、第二章就告诉我们，有神的话，我们若没有抓住神的话，我们就会漂流失去。
In Hebrews chapter 1 and 2, it told us that God's words keeps us from drifting.
第三到第四章那里告诉我们说，有神的话，我们今天听了不要硬心，要不然我们就进不得了那个应许啊之地，也得不着安息。
In chapter 3 and 4, it talks about when we hear God's words, we should not harden our hearts.
来到第五,
we will rely on God's promise that we will enter rest.
来到第五章,
when we come to chapter 5,
他说有一个大祭司,
it talks about there's this high priest.
有一个大祭司, 体恤我们软弱的大祭司,
the high priest who understands our
不是我们抓住这个锚, 而是这个大祭司抓住我们。
It's not us hold on tight to the anchor, but it's the high priest holds on tight to us.
他因为所受的苦得着完全。
Because he's suffering, he was complete.
他也体恤，不是不知道我们的软弱。
He understood. He understands our suffering, our weaknesses.
圣经说什么？
What does the Bible say?
可以成为我们永远得救的根据。
He is the assurance of our salvation.
当希伯来书讲到说我们可以抓住这个锚的时候，他已经把我们的软弱放在他的这个 equation 里头，他的这个考虑里头了啊。
When Hebrews talks about we can hold on to this anchor, it already talks about we rest our weaknesses in the inside this anchor.
当耶稣基督成就这个救恩，要把新生命给我们的时候，他已经把我们的软弱放在其中，晓得我们需要如何得救的了。
When Jesus saved us, gave us salvation, He already considered our weaknesses and considered how He would save us.
我们很多时候基督徒，我们讲到神的救恩的时候，好像神没有考虑过我们的软弱。
When we talk about God's salvation, many times we thought God does not understand our weaknesses.
好像神救了我们，可是我们软弱。
Looks like God saved us, and but we are weak.
句子不是说神虽然救我们，可是我们软弱。
It doesn't say like although God saved us, but we are weak.
句子应该是他知道我们的软弱。
But the sentence would read, He knows our weaknesses.
他可以拯救我们到底。
And He can save us to the end.
我们有一个锚，我们可以放在主耶稣基督身上。
We have an anchor that we can cast onto Jesus Christ.
甚至我们的软弱，我们也可以把它仰望在我们的主的手里。
Even our own weaknesses, we can lift that into God's hands.
我们的主耶稣是那先锋。
Our Jesus Christ is that forerunner.
他为我们进入到那幔内。
He broke the barrier. He went inside the vein.
什么叫幔内？
What is the inside the veil?
就是我们跟神之间有一个幔子。
It means like between us and God, there is a barrier.
这幔子是什么？
What is this veil?
这幔子就是我们人的罪。
And this is the barrier of sin.
这罪包括什么？
What does sin include?
这罪包括我们的软弱。
The sin includes our weaknesses.
当耶稣为我们死而复活。
But Jesus died for us and resurrected.
成就了这个救赎。
Fulfilled the salvation.
挪去了这个幔子。
He removed the veil.
让我们这些罪人能够因着靠着他，我们可以罪得赦免。
So our sinners can rely on him to have sin forgiven.
我们可以靠着他。
We can rely on him.
我们也能够进到幔内。
We can enter the veil.
我们很多时候要注意我们自己的思想。
In many situations, we need to pay attention to our own thoughts.
我们讲到我们基督徒生活，我们基督徒的生命。
When we talk about Christian life and Christian daily life,
我们总是说那幔子还在，我进不去。
We always say like that the veil is still there, we cannot enter.
这幔子太厚，我进不去。
And the veil is too thick, we cannot enter.
我的软弱太强了，我做不来。
My weakness is too big that I cannot.Achieve that.
你要知道当我们这么说的时候我们乃是说耶稣你这个人啊，你这个前锋走不进去的啊。
When we say such things, we are actually saying, Jesus, you're the forerunner, you cannot enter the veil.
我发现我们真的不知道我们的盼望有多大。
Many times I find that we ourselves do not know how big the hope we have is.
我们常常认为我们的罪我们的软弱比那盼望还大。
Many times we think our weaknesses and our sin is bigger than the hope we have.
耶稣为我们进到幔内。
Jesus entered the veil for us.
又牢又靠，可靠。
It's firm and secure.
我们可以抓住这一个锚，我们得以进入那至圣所。
We can grip onto this anchor that we can enter the holy of the most holy places.
我们不再怕死亡。
We are no longer afraid of death.
我要跟大家分享一个人物。
I want to share a person with you.
摩西。
Moses.
摩西是一个有锚的人。
Moses is a person with an anchor.
不是长毛的锚哈。
It's not the double sound entendre of the hair on the body.
我们来看11章24到27节。
That's a look at chapter 11, 24 to 27.
我把它打上去了。24到27我们这次来读中文的。
Let's read the Chinese together.
我们一起来。摩西因着信长大就不他宁可这神的信做也不愿意做。他就要就一句。他因信心就离开埃及，不怕亡，因他摩西因着信做了几件事情。
Based on faith, how many things did Moses do?
摩西不肯称为这个法老女儿的儿子。
He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意享受最终之乐。
He chose rather to be suffering with the people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasure.
他看为基督受凌辱比在埃及一切的财宝更宝贵。
He views the reproach of Christ greater with the treasures of the Egypt.
他因着信，他离开埃及也不怕法老王的愤怒。
By faith, he left Egypt and not afraid of the anger of the king.
在摩西的心中，他有一个锚。
In Moses' heart, he has an anchor.
他这锚不抛在王宫里。
His anchor was not cast into the palace.
他也不抛在他的个人前途上。
He did not cast his anchor on his future career.
他把这个锚抛在神的应许之上。
He cast his anchor onto the promise of God.
他这个锚影响了他对自己的认知。
This anchor shaped his own identity.
这个锚确定了他自己在神面前的这个身份。
This anchor shaped his own identity in front of God.
他长大也拒绝称法老女儿的儿子。
He refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter's son.
因为他很清楚地知道自己是属神的。
Because he clearly knew that he belongs to God.
他没有被埃及的这个权势所吸引。
He was not attracted by the power of the Egypt kingdom.
那乃是把自己看为是属神的。
But he viewed himself as part of God's people.
一个有锚的、有信心的人生，把盼望放在神的应许上的，你很清楚地知道自己到底是谁。
With his anchor in the faith of God's promise, he knew exactly who he is.
你不在乎在地上给你地上的人给你什么头衔。
He does not care what power, what title the world gave him.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点。一个有锚在神里头的人生会影响你的选择。
The second point is with the anchor in Christ, in God, that will affect the choices.
摩西宁可与神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意享受最终之乐。
Moses chose to suffer with God's people instead of enjoying the pleasure of sin.
有锚的人生眼前的利益不是他所要参考的。
The life is the anchor that he will not focus on the immediate gains.
风往哪里吹也不是他要去的地方。
No matter where the wind goes, that's not the direction he's going.
他要去的乃是神所要他走的。
He will go to where God directs him to.
一个有锚的人生，他在许多的选择当中，他能够看得一清二楚，他应该怎么做选择。
A life is anchored, and he can see clearly the choices he makes in this life.
大家很，你们要去营会的时候，最普遍的一个营会的专题就是如何明白神的旨意。
When you go to the Christian conferences, one critical theme is how do you understand God's will.
老师说如何明白神的旨意这个标题应该改一下。
Honestly, this theme, this thesis needs to be changed.
如何让神做我喜欢他做的事。
It should be, how should we let God do what God pleases to do in our life?
因为很多时候我们在寻找神的旨意，我们听了，我们好像没听到一样，因为这不是我们要的。
Many times we're seeking God's will. When we listen, we don't accept because that's not aligning with the will we have for ourselves.
像我的孩子常常会到我面前说，我现在没事做，要做什么？
When my child comes before me saying, okay, I'm restless, I have nothing to do, what should I do?
我看一下房间挺乱的，哎，你可以整理房间啊。
When I say the room is not in good order, I say, okay, you can clean up your room.
他听了不高兴。
But he was not very happy to hear this.
几分钟之后又跑来问我，我可以做什么？
After a few minutes, he came back again saying, what can I do?
房间还没整理啊，你可以整理房间。他又走掉了。
I told him, like, your room is not in order yet. You can clean up your room. Then he ran away again.
然后又生气地跑回来说，我到底可以做什么？
And then again, he came back very angrily saying, okay, what can I do?
我们基督徒常常寻求神旨意就是这样子。
And it is an analogy to how us Christians seeking God's will.
我们想要我们的。
We want to have what we want to have.
神的旨意再清楚，我们也不听。
No matter how clear God's will is, we do not want to listen.
我告诉你神的旨意是什么。
Let me tell you what God's will is.
帖撒罗尼迦。
Thessalonica.
告诉我们说神的旨意就是要你圣洁。
And God's will is to be holy.
圣洁。
And to you to be holy.
罗马书神的旨意就是要你将自己献上当作活祭。
Romans told us God's will is to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
听到了。
Do you hear?
下一次到营会不要再去听那个如何明白神的旨意，你已经知道了。
Next time when you go to Christian conferences, don't just focus on listening to God's will, because you already know what God's will is.
当你的锚放在神里头，摩西很清楚，他每一件事情，他知道他要怎么做选择。
When you cast your anchor into God, and Moses was very clear about the choices he made.
锚会影响我们的价值观。
Anchor will affect our value.
摩西他很清楚地知道他的选择在哪里。
Moses was very clear about his choices.
他也知道他真正的人生的价值在哪里。
He also knew the true value of his life.
所以他看到埃及的财宝他不稀罕。
So he did not value the treasures he saw in Egypt.
他看他为基督受凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵。
He viewed the disgrace he suffered for Christ as more valuable than the treasures of Egypt.
我们很多时候我们不是这样子的。
In many situations we are not like this.
我们看我们的面子比看基督为基督受凌辱还更宝贵。
We view our faces are more valuable thanSuffering for Christ.
因为我们的锚不是放在那里。
Because our anchor is not there.
不在神那里。
It's not anchored to Christ.
不在基督那里。
Not in Christ.
我们的锚在别处。
Our anchor is somewhere else.
我们知道标准答案，但是我们也知道我们内心里头实际的光景。
We know the correct answer. We also know the true situation of our own hearts.
一个有锚的人生。
A life with anchor.
摩西。
Moses.
这锚会影响他的勇气。
The anchor affects his courage.
经文说他因信离开埃及不怕王的愤怒。
The scripture told us that based on faith, he left Egypt and not afraid of king's anger.
外面有人的愤怒。
Externally, there is anger from people.
里头并没有被刮走。
But he was not blown away inside.
他因为他完全不怕人的愤怒。
Because he's not afraid of the anger of people.
因为他的锚在神里头。
Because his anchor is in God.
在神的话语上。
In God's promise.
锚抓得稳。
And he gripped hold firmly onto the anchor.
就永不退后。
And will never back down.
一个锚放得好。就决定了你怎么看自己的身份。
When anchor is placed correctly, that will determine how you see your own identity.
也能够决定你的脚步。
That also decide your steps.
更能够决定你做什么样的一个选择。
It will further affect how you make your choices.
因为你清楚。
Because you are clear.
价值在哪里。
You are clear about the system, about the value.
你面对人的愤怒
When you face anger of people
世界的不满
And then the unsatisfactory of the world
你也不畏惧
You are not afraid
因为你的锚稳稳的在我们的主身上
Because your anchor is firmly cast onto Jesus
我后来今天早上准备来的时候忽然间想到我要画一个图这是我画的很小孩子的话。
And this morning when I was preparing the sermon, I had this desire to draw this picture.
我开始想，我们人基督徒的问题到底是什么？
I was pondering what is the true issue of us Christians.
我们都抛锚在海中。
We all cast our anchor into the sea.
我发现我们的问题在于这里。
I found that our issue resides here.
这一个啊，你们右边的这个图啊。
If you see on the right hand side,
这个是一个人生把锚抛在这个世界上。
It's this anchor is cast into this world.
有风吹。
And when the wind blows,
它也不动。
It will not move.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
风就是神的话。
And the wind is God's words.
吹了你有感觉。
When it blows onto you, you feel it.
你有感动。
You are moved.
但是你动不了。
But you cannot move.
因为你的锚抛在这个世界里头。
Because you cast your anchor into this world.
抛在这今生里头。
Cast this anchor in this life.
我称这个叫有感不动的基督徒。
I call this one is the Christian that's being moved but do not move.
他们感觉到说他们应该要离开了。
They feel like they need to leave.
但是他们又回来了。
But then they come back.
因为他们锚一直放在这个世界里头。
Because the anchor resides firmly into this world.
每一周信息听了一遍又一遍。
Every week the messages is heard.
我们的信息有哪一篇，哪一篇是新的，是你五年前没听过的，是你十年前没听过的。
And the message we have weekly, is there anything new that you did not hear 5 years ago or 10 years ago?
但是我们发现我们都还在同样的一个圈子里头。
But we find ourselves are circling inside the same place.
因为我们的锚是在这个世界里头。
Because our anchor is in this world.
我们把我们的盼望放在这个世界里头。
We put our hope in this world.
我们把我们的盼望放在我们的这个钱财里头。
We put our hope in our treasures.
我们把我们的盼望放在这个生活的享受里头。
We put our hope in this, in the pleasure of this life.
我们把我们的盼望放在孩子能不能上好的大学，以后能够有一个好的事业。
We put our hope into if our children can enter a good elite college and to have a good career in the future.
所以不管风再怎么吹，
No matter how the wind blows,
有好的讲员，
We may have a good speaker,
有很多的讲员，
There are many speakers.
你十二月去的营会里头有非常有口才的讲员。
When you go into the Christian conference in December, there are many very talented speakers.
哦，这不是只是微风啊，这是强风，把你要把你吹离开你不应该在的地方，你还是回到原地。
It's not a small gale, small breeze. It's but a small big. It's a big big wind, but you remain in the same place.
因为你盼望。还在这个世界。
Because your hope is in this world.
该怎么办？
What shall we do?
我们要悔改。
We need to repent.
承认说我们的盼望不在基督身上。
We need to repent, acknowledge that our hope is not in Jesus Christ.
我们会有很多口头上查经会回答的问题。
We have a lot of already kind of good answers when we do Bible studies.
但回去的时候，深夜里头，我们知道我们的盼望不在基督身上。
But when we go back to our normal life, we know that in our life, our anchor is not in Christ, but in this world.
这为什么我们是软弱的？
Why we are weak?
我发现我们很少谈的这个盼望，我们觉得很遥远的这盼望，这个盼望的本身其实就掌控了我们的一生。
We rarely talk about this hope.Because this hope we have actually controls our life.
哦，你说我不盼望任何东西，我只看眼前的。
You may say that I'm not hoping for anything in the future. I only focus on what is here, the present, the moment.
我们不要自欺欺人了。
We should not fool ourselves.
如果我们真的只管眼前，我们把所有的钱都花了，我们不花所有的钱，我们还存在里头，有存多少就有多少的盼望在那里。我们其实是背后有很多的盼望。
We should not fool ourselves. If you truly only focus on the present, you will squander, spend all the money you have But in fact, everyone saves some, and whatever, how much you save, and that's the hope you have.
我不是说你都要花完，我是说你有一个盼望，你的盼望只是你的盼望不在基督里。
I'm not saying that you need to spend all you have now, but you have a hope. I'm saying is that your hope does not reside on Jesus.
耶稣讲的最清楚。
And Jesus made it very clear.
钱在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Where money is, there your heart is.
第二个，你左边的那个图。
And if we look at the picture on the left.
当你悔改。
When you repent.
你说记住。我需要把我的盼望放在你里头。
You say, Lord, I need to cast my anchor, my hope in you.
只有你是我所盼望的目标。
And you are the sole purpose of my hope.
世界再怎么诱惑你。
No matter how the world tempts you.
你也许会摇摆。
You may waver.
但是你不会离开。
But you will not leave.
因为这个锚是稳固有牢靠的。
Because this anchor is secure and firm.
这个锚是在基督身上。
Because this anchor is in Christ.
让你爱慕我们的主。
When you love our Lord.
让你渴慕能够常常与主亲近。
When you long for the closeness with God.
这个锚放在世界上的，就好像你去了营会之后，好高兴回来，很有一股的热心，然后不久之后又没了。
If you cast this anchor into this world, it's like after you go to the Christian conference, you're inspired, feel very excited, but after a short while, everything disappeared and remained to the norm.
这个锚在基督里的，你也许你的这生活懒散了，你走偏了，但是你很快的你就发现不能够这么继续走下去，你要悔改回到基督里。
When you cast your anchor in Christ, even though you drift away a little bit, but you soon very quickly recognize you need to repent, come back to the base.
在世界里头的这个锚，我们是多般的找借口，让我们能够让自己安心的继续这样子活着。
The anchor in this world enables us to find all excuses so we can live our life as we have now.
这锚在基督里的，我们每一次找了一个借口，我们心里面更大的一个懊悔，我们需要悔改，我们需要回到基督里。
The anchors in Christ will check our hearts that when we drift away, and then we'll come back to Christ and repent.
这锚在世界里头的，我们真的要小心。
We need to be very careful.
我们是不是有一个真实的信仰？
Do we have a true faith?
这锚在基督里的，我们的信仰是真实的。
Our faith is real.
我们世界再怎么动荡不安，
No matter how volatile this world is,
神不会让我们失望。
And Lord will not disappoint us.
也许地上受的凌辱。
Maybe we are bullied and we suffer in this world.
但是在基督里是有蛮有荣耀的。
But in Christ, we will have a glory.
你怎么过你的人生？
How do you live your life?
你怎么帮助你的孩子把他的锚放稳？在基督里。
How do you help your children to cast their anchors into Christ?
如果你跟你的孩子让他看到的是锚就是在这个世界上，周末可以嘴巴讲讲表现得好一点，但是锚其实在这个世界上，他出去读了书，他也就是跟着世界走了。
If your children cast their anchor into this world, maybe on weekends they talk very beautiful words,And then, but in the daily life, weekday life, they are going to live this life as in the world. After they leave home, enter the world by themselves, they may drift away as the world calls them.
我们不要小看这个锚。我们有多少的青少年离开了我们这里之后，我们发现他们已经不在教会里头了。
We should not take lightly about this anchor. Look around, how many young people who grew up in our church,After they left our church and enter universities or enter workplace and they left.
其实他们心里头的这个锚并没有放在基督里。
The anchor in their heart was not cast firmly into Christ.
还在这个世界上。
It was cast into this world.
因为他们看得一清二楚。
Because they see very clearly.
他们周围的基督徒，包括他们的父母，他们的毛也没有放在基督里。
Because they are very smart, they see clearly around themselves, including their parents, and the anchors they have are also cast into this world.
表面有团契的活动，嘴巴能够查经，有标准的答案，但内心里头的毛却在这个世界里头。
On the surface, they have fellowship, they do Bible study, they talk beautifully, but their true anchor is actually in this world.
所以他们人生的锚也在这个世界之中。
So their anchor is also in this world.
我们真的求主来帮助我们，让我们能够知道我们有一个坚固牢靠的锚。
We ask God's help. We help us to realize that we need this anchor in Christ that's firm and secure.
在基督里。
In Christ.
我们这个锚是什么
？In Christ, what is this anchor?
这锚就是我们所盼望的。
This anchor is our hope.
不是我们嘴巴说的，是我们心里头实际真正渴慕盼望的。
It's not what we talk via our mouth, but what we actually desire in our hearts.
我们的人生是个怎么样的人生
？What kind of life is this life?
这个。啊，右手边的是一个软弱的人生，实际上不是一个仰望我们主，对盼望在主里面的一个人生。
The picture shown on the right, the life big picture here is a life of weakness. It's not a life that's anchored in Christ.
一个抛锚在基督，抛你的锚在基督里头的。你看得清清楚楚，不管什么事情出现，你就已经知道你人生要怎么做一个选择。
When you cast your anchor into Christ, you don't worry about what comes your way. You know your choices. You know how to make the right choice in Christ.
当我们来到神面前的时候，我们需要坦诚的来到他面前。
When we come before the Lord, we need to be very truthful.To face him.
我们需要来到神面前坦诚地说我的锚并没有抛在你里头。
We need to be honest coming before the Lord and repent saying like our anchor is not cast in Christ.
我们说我们会用软弱做借口。
We can say that we sometimes use weakness as our excuse.
我们用神也是还有恩典来安慰自己。
We comfort ourselves that God is full of grace. God is full of grace.
其实都在掩饰我们真正的盼望其实不在基督里。
They are all just a facade trying to cover, hide the fact that our anchor is not in Christ.
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
转向神。
Turn back to God.
告诉神说我是得罪你的人。
Repent to God that tell God that I offend you.
你并不是我的一切。
You are not everything I have.
你也不是我所盼望的。
You are not the hope I have.
你的荣耀也不是我所珍贵的。
Your glory is not what I treasure.
这就是我。
This is me.
不是软弱。
It's not weakness.
是我这一个人。
It's me, myself as the person.
我心里头彻彻底底的是一个罪人。
And in my heart, from inside and out, I'm a complete sinner.
然后你要说，主啊，求你救我。
And then you should say, Lord, save me.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来到你跟前，求主你来开我们的心。
Heavenly Father, we come before you. May you open our hearts.
关照我们的内心里头的黑暗
Shine into the darkness in our hearts.
我们让我们能够坦诚的看清楚自己内心的光景
So we can honestly see the true picture of our hearts.
我们的盼望的锚并没有放在你的身上
The anchor of our hope is not in you.
你再来的荣耀并不是我们所渴慕的。
The glory of your coming is not what we desire.
我们有祸了。
We have trouble.
我们是个彻彻底底的罪人。
We are a total sinner.
我们表面看起来敬虔。
We look very sincere on the surface.
我们内心却是与你背道而驰。
But we run opposite direction in our hearts.
求你救我们。
We ask you to save us.
不让我们再度多一刻如此一个表面基督徒的人生。
Help us not to live another minute of such superficial Christian life.
让我们能够从内心里面来渴慕你。
Help us and light a desire in our heart to long for you.
来爱慕你。
To love you.
让你来吸引我们，我们就快跑跟随你。
May you attract us so we run after you.
让我们因为把锚放在你里头，我们就知道自己的身份。
Help us to cast our anchor into you so we know our own identity.
我们就能够做对的选择。
We can make the right choices.
我们就知道我们该走的方向。
We know the direction
of where we go. 我们不再惧怕我们生活中的得失。
We no longer fear the loss of our life.
我们知道，因为我们知道那真正的价值在你里头。
Because we know that the true value resides in you.
求你把我们的锚从这世界中挪开。
Lord, we pray that you remove the anchor into this world.
把它放在主你里面。
But instead cast the anchor in you.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.